Those guys are sharks, man. I don't deal with them anymore. I forgot. The one in Grand Rapids, I don't know if it was a Capella's. Maybe it was a Gander. I don't know. So my buddy and I in college, he had a Smith & Wesson M&P Performance Center 9mm full size. It was actually a really, really nice pistol. And he wanted to buy a, I think that's when he got his Super Black Eagle, which my buddy that I still hunt with still has, who later bought it off of him for like $1,000. So he buys this Super Black Eagle, and he was doing a trade-in with the guys in the gun cave. It definitely was Cabela's because it was gun cave. And he's like, well, we can give you like $250 for it. He takes it. I'm like, what do you mean? Dude, this is like a $700 pistol. So I'm like, hold on a second. Let me go tell the guy in the gun cave had made the mistake initially by telling me, you know, they knock, I forgot what it was, like X percent off. It's like KBB for guns. So they take, you know, this much off for use condition, and there's tiers below that. Well, this thing was mint. So I'm like, okay, well, you're selling this gun for X amount. You said you only deduct X amount for this condition, so why are you lowballing him at this much when he should be getting this much? So we ended up actually haggling it out, and I got him, like, $500 or whatever for the gun. So he had that as his trade-in. But they'll do anything they can to rip people off and make a buck.